وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity. And one of the best ways to know about Islamic values pertaining to humanity is to study the life story of Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam and also the great leaders from among his pure progeny. Now, in the previous episodes, we started covering a very good book in this regard. This book is titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories and biographies of the Prophet of Islam and the pure progeny of the Prophet. And we were in the fourth chapter discussing the life stories of Lady Fatima al-Zahra and analysis of her life. So we were talking about the two aspects that are important and significant and noticeable in the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. One of them was her socio-political role to the point that the Prophet of Islam called her the mother of her father. The patience, endurance, and companionship that she showed both to her father and also her husband. And these two personalities, they had very difficult lives, and in all those difficult years, Lady Fatima al-Zahra had to bear the burden alongside these two great personalities. In addition to that, we also talked about the spirituality of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, the fact that she was not attached to dunya. Yes, she did not isolate dunya. She isolated herself from dunya. It was not like she was living in a cave or something. No, she was active in society. She was responsible of a house, and also she had her role in society and also politics, like the sermon that she delivered after the Saqifa incident. But then you also see that she's very spiritual. She does not lose her connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the busy life that she has. Now, this is a problem that some of us have. We think that if we have a busy life, then we have just to put aside the connection to the divine, our relationship with Allah, our spiritual bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a time that we have more time. For example, like there are some vacation, we have extra time, and then, no, connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for every time, every day in your life, especially when the time gets hectic, when our life gets hectic, when we are very busy, especially in that moments, we need to have a strong soul, and this strength we should get it from our spiritual relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is visible in the life story of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, that nothing stops her from having those moments with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, long hours of prayer. We talked about how her spirituality has been praised by her father and her husband and other people, but also you can see even people who are not particularly a member of the household of the Prophet, but they know about, because the reputation of acts of worship of Lady Fatima al-Zahra is so widespread that people knew it. You know, it's something that people know about what's going on in the spiritual life of a person. It shows that it was so widely spread a reputation. Now, Hassan al-Basri says that tawarramat qadamah, the feet of Lady Fatima al-Zahra was swollen because she stood for prayer for long hours. Well, he had not seen it himself, but it is something that had become famous, you know. So it makes sense that ladies, for example, or members of the family, they talked about this, and it spread in Medina, in the Muslim society, to the point that a person who was not like a member of the family also knew about this long hours of prayer and the effect that they had on Lady Fatima al-Zahra. We're going to have a break and we come back to continue discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about two significant dimensions in the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. One of them was sociopolitical activities. The other was the spirituality. And last but not least is the activities or the burden or tasks or duties that she took as the mother of ours or a wife in a house. Now, there's this misunderstanding that some people have. They think if a lady is a housewife, okay, so she cannot just invest on herself in terms of education, invest in terms of the spiritual connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or anything else. And unfortunately, this image exists, this dichotomy, this misunderstanding is there. And this is wrong. And the evidence is the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. You can invest in your personal development, in your personal spiritual growth, and you have to. And you should not make a dichotomy in order to make it easy for yourself. Okay, either I carry out my duties as the mother of the house, or I educate myself, or I pursue my education. No, it's not the case. When we look at the life of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, we see three dimensions coming together. One of them is a spirituality, one of them is activities outside the house, like the sociopolitical activities like the Seminar of Fadakiyah, and also those roles that we talked about during the days of Shaib Abi Talib, the boycott in Mecca, in Medina, in the wars. Lady Fatima al-Zahra would help the wounded and injured ones in the battlefield. And then you also have the spiritual aspect of Lady Fatima al-Zahra. In combination of this, you also have the usual burdens of a very young lady who had 3 to 4 children, and she had to give care to them and also prepare food and everything about and pretty much keeping the house running. And it's very important. It's very difficult. Those who have done this, they know what I'm talking about, especially in the conditions of that time. Nowadays, yes, you're easy. You have, like, for example, all the equipments and all the appliances and everything. But then just imagine at that time raising children one after another, and then also teaching them the education that was on the shoulder of the lady at that time. So when we look at this life, at the beginning, it doesn't seem much. Like, for example, some people would say, yes, this is a young lady, and well, she had a life, it was a normal life. But when we analyze different elements and then we put them together, we realize, no, this is a heavy burden. Like, even people at this time, at the age of 25, cannot accomplish those things. And like they have one child, they think they have just broke broken the record of the world or whatever. But no, Lady Fatima Zahra did all of those things together to the point that I said in terms of the spirituality, the reputation was that widespread. In terms of the socio-political activities, it is to the point that it has been preserved and documented in history. We should talk about the Seminar of Fadakia. And also in terms of the children, you see that Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein alayhim as-salam, Lady Zainab salawatullah alayha, all of them, they were not just normal, usual individuals. It shows that from the seminal years of their lives, they received something from their mother. Inshallah, we're going to continue this discussion in the next episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Deprive me a blissful life eternal.